Laura, I'm very frustrated, Mary says to her friend. I'm 35 years old, and I'm still single. I want to find a husband, but I can't. I have to do something, but I don't know what. Go to the Indian reservation, Laura says. There is a shaman there. He can help you. A shaman? Are you joking? Mary shouts. I can't go to the Indian reservation. I don't want to go to the Indian reservation. 6 months later, Mary drives to the Indian reservation. She wants to see the shaman. Looking for a husband? The shaman asks. How do you know that? Mary is surprised. I'm a shaman. I know a lot of things. Can you help me? Mary asks. Yes, I can. What do I have to do? Mary asks. She is happy. The shaman gives her a small statue of a young man and says, touch his head and say 3 times, give me the power to find you. Mary touches the head of the statue and says, give me the power to find you. Give me the power to find you. Give me the power to find you. Take the statue with you, the shaman says. You have to do this every morning. Thank you very much, Mary says. Goodbye. Wait, the shaman calls. It costs $1,000. Mary gives the shaman the money and drives away. Mary gets up every morning, touches the head of the statue, and says, give me the power to find you. Give me the power to find you. Give me the power to find you. A year later, Mary gets up. She still doesn't have a husband. She is angry. This time she says, the shaman is a big liar. Then she takes the statue and throws it out of the window. She hears a scream. She goes to the window and looks down. There is a man lying on the ground. He is not moving. His head is bleeding. Mary takes the man to the hospital. He has to stay there for a week. She visits him every day. I am sorry, she says. They talk and talk. Mary likes the man, and he likes her. 6 months later, they get married. The shaman is very good, Mary says to her friend Laura. Thank you.